Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. A person died and in his testament willed for you to inherit a mansion. This testament is conditional. Let us study how you can inherit a mansion in heaven. God foretold through Moses that God would raise up a prophet like Moses from the people of Israel to give the word of God. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. God said to Moses, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. The prophet is Messiah Jesus. The Apostle Peter proclaimed this in Acts chapter 3, verse 22. You need to hear the words of God which the prophet Messiah Jesus spoke. God requires it of you. God gave the law to Israel through Moses, but his words to us came through Messiah Jesus. The prophet of God, Messiah Jesus, said, He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. John chapter 12, verse 48. The word which the prophet Messiah spoke will judge you in the last day. Even the person who rejects the prophet Messiah Jesus will be judged by these words of Messiah Jesus in the last day. The words of Jesus are recorded in the New Covenant in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You will be judged by these words. Yes, Jesus lived under the law that God gave to Israel through Moses, but he spoke the words that God gave him of the new covenant. All people since then will be judged by these words. In the Sermon on the Mount, which begins at Matthew chapter 5, Jesus stated 10 times, I say to you. Jesus gave New Testament teaching when he said, I say to you. He even quoted Old Testament teaching and then said, But I say to you. And then he gave New Covenant teaching. For example, notice Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. Furthermore, it has been said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. Jesus first quoted the law, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1. Then he said, But I say to you. Then Messiah Jesus stated New Covenant teaching, which is a great change from the Old Covenant. Yes, we will be judged by the words that Jesus has spoken. John chapter 12, verse 48. Jesus gave New Covenant teaching the Word of God. Jesus prayed to his Father, as recorded in John chapter 17, verse 8. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them. John chapter 17, verse 14. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34, God promised to give a new covenant. He did. He kept his promise. Messiah Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. This is stated in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 13. Let us also read Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 through 15. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. and for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 through 15. Yes, Messiah Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. Messiah Jesus gave the word of God while he taught on earth before his death. His covenant is a testament, a will. It came into force at the death of Messiah Jesus when he offered his own blood, the blood of the covenant, for the forgiveness of our sins. Listen to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. Jesus Messiah gave the teaching from God of the New Testament, the New Covenant, while he taught here on earth before his death on the cross. Then the New Testament came into force at his death on the cross. This is true for wills and testaments in the world today. A man states his will and testament while he is alive, stating to whom his possessions will go after his death. The testament is then executed after his death. Then the heirs inherit the possessions willed to them. The words testament and covenant are translated from the same Greek word, diatheke. A testament is a covenant. A testament can have conditions, requirements, listed that must be fulfilled before the inheritance can be received. So it is with the new covenant that God gave through his mediator, Messiah Jesus. Do you want to inherit eternal life through Messiah Jesus? You can read the New Covenant, the New Testament, for yourself. Jesus Messiah had his apostles write down the New Testament so that we can read it. He said to his apostles, as recorded in John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." John chapter 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit was sent to the apostles to teach them all things and bring to their remembrance all things that Jesus had said to them. Listen also to John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus said, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. The apostles were guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth and the things to come. The apostles wrote the New Testament guided by the Holy Spirit. The things to come include the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. You can read the New Covenant for yourself. The Apostle Paul wrote concerning the New Covenant and the Old Covenant in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He wrote, "Our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the New Covenant." 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. The apostles were ministers of the New Covenant. The apostles wrote the words of God. The apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37, "If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord." What the apostles wrote are the commandments of the Lord. Every person who has lived on earth since the death of Messiah Jesus has been under the new covenant, John chapter 12, verse 48. The Old Testament included the law that God gave through Moses to Israel, but now all men everywhere are under the new covenant. The Apostle Paul said to the men of Athens, as recorded in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, "Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Will you repent? The good news is that Messiah Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. Messiah Jesus was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Messiah Jesus is the only one who has died for your sins. There is salvation in no one else. But what are the conditions of the New Testament for your inheritance of eternal life and a mansion in the heavenly New Jerusalem? Well, to begin with, faith in God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. It's essential for you to believe in Jesus. Will you? And then also, repentance is required. Jesus said, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. And then confession of Christ to be the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus said that, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33. Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. If you believe in Jesus, then you need to be baptized into him, in his name, for the forgiveness of your sins, and then you'll receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Baptism is a burial in the water, buried with Christ and raised to a new life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. It is necessary for us to walk in newness of life, a Christian life, a life of holiness and righteousness. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 5, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus also said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. It is essential for you to be faithful until death. Then you'll receive the eternal inheritance, the crown of life, a home in the heavenly New Jerusalem, an eternal mansion. Amen. If you would like a free printed copy of this study, a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free Improve Your English course, write to Church of Christ, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, he taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved, he giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth